Ex-CIA official, Morrell told me someone from Biden world asked for spy letter discrediting laptop story. By Christina Wong on May 10, 2023. A former senior CIA official testified to Congress that former Deputy CIA Director Michael Morrell had told him that someone in the Biden world asked him about writing a letter suggesting the New York Post's Hunter Biden laptop story was Russian disinformation, contrary to what Morrell had testified himself, according to an interim report released by House Republicans on Wednesday. Mark Palamaropoulos, former CIA Acting Chief of Operations for Europe and Eurasia, who helped Morrell draft the letter, told congressional investigators that Morrell did mention to me that someone in the kind of Biden world had asked about doing this, according to the Republicans' report. When Palamaropoulos was asked to elaborate, he reiterated, according to the report, Morrell said that to me, that someone from kind of the Biden world had asked for this. And he did not tell me who it was or any of the other kind of details of it. That statement seemingly contradicts Morrell's testimony released last month. According to Morrell's testimony, Secretary of State Antony Blinken, then a senior Biden campaign advisor, had asked him his thoughts about the Post story and whether he thought it was Russian disinformation, which triggered Morrell to write the letter, although Blinken did not ask him to write it. More than 50 former intelligence and national security officials would ultimately sign the letter, which Joe Biden mentioned during a debate with then-President Donald Trump to discredit the laptop story. According to the report released Wednesday, the only person Morrell talked to before first reaching out to Palamaropoulos to help him draft the letter was Blinken. Morrell testified. The first thing I did when Mr. Blinken called me is I did some research. I had not read the New York Post article. I went and read it. I did some internet searches. I did a little bit of research here before I reached out to Mark. The report showed that Blinken called Morrell sometime on October 17, 2020. And that later that day, Morrell texted Palamaropoulos. According to the report. Upon concluding his communication with Blinken and performing internet searches, Morrell then enlisted Palamaropoulos to begin preparing the statement. Morrell recruited Palamaropoulos because, in Morrell's wording, he was a former acting chief of operations for the part of the world that covers Russia, had a very good understanding of what the Russians did in the 2016 election, and is an expert in Russian disinformation. Palamaropoulos said after Morrell first reached out to him, Morrell asked him to come to his house shortly after. Palamaropoulos said he believed that after the meeting with Morrell, he sent a backgrounder to Morrell that later became the letter. The background was dated that same day, October 17, 2020, according to the report. There is no indication that Morrell spoke to anyone else from the Biden campaign except for Blinken before working with Palamaropoulos on the letter that day. The report was released Wednesday by the House Judiciary Select Subcommittee on the Weaponization of the Federal Government and Intelligence Committee. The committees are examining what role the Biden campaign had in the letter, which was used to discredit an unflattering story about Biden before the 2020 election, and was used by establishment media outlets and social media platforms to shut down and censor the story. The report also showed that after the letter was drafted, Morrell and a former deputy, Nick Shapiro, worked with the Biden campaign to place the letter in major publications. The Biden campaign later thanked Morrell for the letter, the report showed. Read the full interim report here. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on Twitter, Truth Social, or on Facebook.